Well, Gunrunner won 12 of 19 career starts. He earned more than nearly $16 million in what was a tremendous career. Horse of the Year, champion older male, and a horse that was just so dynamic. And the man responsible for a lot of that success was his jockey, Florent Giroux, who was nice enough to spend a little time looking back on that career with me now. And Flo, listen, when I say the name Gunrunner, what are some of the first things that come to mind for you?
Many great memories, you know, a horse of a lifetime, and of course, you know, Breeders' Cup Classic, you know, Pegasus, some of the biggest race, you know, in the world, and you know, I was very fortunate, you know, and very lucky to have the opportunity of riding a horse, you know, as talented as him.
What was it like to be on his back?
At the beginning, you know, there was just like, you know, just feel like another horse, another good horse, but at the end of his 3 years, I can feel there was something more special, you know, something you can't really describe, you know, you can feel the horse was just coming into a maturity and starting to check all the box, you know, he was doing things, you know, way easier than some other horses can do, and he shows, you know, as a four-year-old, he was pretty much, you know, unbeatable.
Yeah, I mean, a really special horse, and I mean, a horse that was just so, so good at so many times. Do you have a favorite Gunrunner memory?
Yeah, I don't think I got one. I would say my favorite race, the one I was probably the happiest, and the one that was more on the line, that was definitely the Breeders' Cup Classic. It was just, you know, the old, to cap the year off, you know, on top, and of course, you know, if he was going to win it, you know, he was going to be crowned, you know, horse of the year. So it was more for the horse than really for us, you know. I think there was more his moment, you know, and shows, you know, what, you know, he was just really special, and no one could argue, you know, he was the champ, you know, everybody agreed, and that was pretty cool.
How about the first time you ever sat on him, Flo? Do you remember? Did you think he could be that kind of horse the first time you were on him?
Well, actually, yeah, I remember exactly. He was at the fairground, and I was breathing him, actually, a few times, you know, before the first time I rode him in the Risen Star. Actually, I was very focused on a filly for Steve at the time. A really good filly who won the Silver Bullet there very easily. And that was kind of, I thought was going to be my big horse, you know, I thought it was going to be an ox filly and stuff. So I was riding her, and I remember she ran that day, and didn't go to plan, and I was kind of made a bomb, you know, and right after that, you know, came Gunrunner that played the next following race, and it was a good race that day, but you know, I had a great trip to I had to save ground and split horses and stuff and did everything good and only won by a neck. So I'm like, oh, it is a nice horse, but, you know, I'm not quite sure, you know, what else he can do. But I guess he was just getting ready, and I guess, you know, Steve Asmussen and his team just wanted him to have a good race, but not necessarily, you know, having the horse, you know, 110%, you know, of the layoff. And it's right after the fair, the Louisiana Derby, I'm like, all right. We may have something really good here because he won the race so easily that day. And after that moment, I'm like, okay, he was, you know, of course, one of the favorites for the Kentucky Derby. And I guess that year he was the one with the most points, you know, the qualifying points. And no, that was exciting.
You've been on a lot of really good horses, Flo. Do you think that you've ever been on one quite as good as Gunrunner?
No, to be honest, no. I don't think... I don't even know if he's ever gonna be another one like him. It's just so rare, you know, to have a horse like this, you know, winning those incredible races by open lane and just what looks, you know, a very tough campaign, you know, like he had, you know, a few years back and winning every single one of them, you know, winning a race at Saratoga, it's very hard. Winning a great one, I would say it's even harder, but winning two Grade One races like he did in the Whitney and the Woodward, and you know, he probably could have bought the Flat Crocodile, you know, both time. And I look at the TV, it was so far in front, you know, it makes no sense to keep on asking the horse, you know. And no, I don't. I'm hoping there's going to be another one. You know, if you ask that same question to Matt Smith, you know, after some of the greats he rode, he pointed out that, you know, there's no way. And he was able to find some really nice one after that, too. So I'm hoping there's something in store, you know, I never met or I'm riding right now who could turn out to be really good. But right now, I think it's going to be tough to top that one, that's for sure.
He ended up winning 6 grade ones in his career. What was the pre-race conversation like with you and Steve when you came into the paddock and before he gave you a leg up? What were the conversations like before those big races?
There was a little bit of talk, actually, you know, as a three-year-old, you know, because some of the big races, you know, like the Derby and, you know, Traverse, he had a very bad post that day, he had like the 14, so we tried to come up with a game plan and stuff like this. But 2017, he was just wishing me good luck pretty much and give me a leg up. And there was, sometimes we try to talk, so what about this? And tell me, say, you know, you know him and he knows you, and just enjoy the ride and wish you good luck.
When you come back to Lexington, Flo, to ride at Keeneland or whatever it might be, have you had the chance to go out and see Gunrunner?
Yes, definitely. I'll go see him, you know, a few times a year, I would say. 4 or 5 times, you know, during Keeneland, I always stop, you know, at least once or twice. And sometimes, you know, if I have family or friends, you know, coming in town, you know, I just give a call to the farm, you know, where our two team is, and they're, you know, always very nice, you know, making me happen, you know, making it happen to me and, of course, you know, family and friends are able to visit him, you know, and give him some treats, and, you know, it's always nice to see him.
Does he remember you?
I'm not sure, but I'm hoping so, you know. He doesn't remember back then, you know, he probably remember now, you know, with all the treats I give him. I hope so. But I don't know, it's hard to tell. I mean, he probably sees, you know, a thousand of person, you know, a year, but, well, I would think so, you know, I would guess, you know, he probably remember the grooms, you know, and people, you know, like Scott, you know, Blasi, or his exercise rider, because, you know, they were with him, you know, every single day, or Steve Asmussen. But, I mean, I was going to see him, you know, pretty much all the time when he was at Churchill training, too, you know, it's hard to go by the barn like this and have a horse of this caliber and not going to stop and just to check, you know, if everything is still all right, you know.
Well, Flo, he was a special horse, and you're a special rider, and I know that the two of you couldn't have done it without each other. You made a great team, and I really appreciate you taking a little time here to fill me in on what it was like to be around the great Gunrunner, and I know you'll maybe find another one someday, but it's going to be hard to top everything that he accomplished.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, exactly. And, yes, I was welcome to talk about him, of course, and can't wait, you know, to see his yearling, you know, coming up, you know, soon at the sale. And looks like the winling, you know, they are doing pretty good, and hoping the yearling, you know, will sell great. And, of course, you know, the runner, just like him, it will be just amazing.
Well, Flo, thanks, buddy. Appreciate the time, and safe trip every time you get a leg up.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.